Hi, I'm Cameron Mason, and you're listening to Quick Link Podcast.
Welcome to the Grand Finale of the Tour of the Alps 2022. Today, the Alps are showing their mean side. It's grey, rainy and cold after a week of nothing but sunshine. The perfect stage for the battle we are all awaiting. Let me refresh your memory of the GC standings before the race. In first position, Bilbao for Bahrain. Second position, Romain Bardet for DSM with only 2 seconds behind Bilbao. Third, Attila Walter for FDJ with 12 seconds behind. And then Felix Gall, Sivakov, Einar Rubio, Arensman, Buitrago, Port and Stoder, all with 16 seconds behind. Everyone has a chance today at GC. Also interesting, the contention for the youth jersey between Arensman and Buitrago both have the same time, and the fight for the sprinter's jersey is a four-man battle between Lopez, Zangerle, Pinot and Palza. Today's stage is only 114 kilometers long. It includes 5 mountains, of which 2 are categorized, the Bannberg and the Stronach. However, the Bannberg only the first time. We will go up there twice, but only the first time's mountain points are available. Sprint of the day is on the Anders. The start of the stage is relatively flat from Lienz, and the finish is also in Lienz. However, the last kilometer is going uphill, so we will maybe see a sprint finish. But before we continue with the race, let's just take a moment to remember Michele Scarponi. He passed away exactly 5 years ago after an accident during training where he was hit by a car. He took his last win just a few days before this accident at the Tour of the Alps. The start of the race is already very hard, despite the flat section. Several teams like Tyrol KTM or Uno X want to try their luck. Bahrain announced in an interview before the race that they didn't want to go for the stage win and were only interested in GC. So several teams thought that's just our chance. Only 30 kilometers from the start and several splits already in the peloton. Group 1 consists of 20 riders and Group 2 of 30 riders. Notable members of Group 1 are Thibaut Pinot, tragic second from yesterday, Lennart Kemner from Bora, Amador for Ineos, De La Cruz for Astana, and several of our usual breakaway riders from this week like Baez, Tren or Piccioli. Tren also takes the mountain points on the Bannberg, which is quite interesting because he's now virtually in the lead of the mountains jersey. Kemner, Tren, Pinot, Arrieta, Amador and De La Cruz attack and form their own little group and leave the rest behind. The sprint points on the Anras are taken by Pinot, who is now the leader of the sprint classification, and since there are no points available, if he finishes this race, he will win this classification. 62 kilometers from the finish, Pinot and De La Cruz go on an attack and leave their breakaway friends behind. What remains of the peloton, including GC leader Bilbao, is now 7 minutes and 30 seconds behind. The rest of the riders have formed mini groups of their own. There are at some point something like 8 different groups of different riders between the peloton and the leading group. The weather conditions are dreadful and they're only going to be more dreadful. It's grey, rainy and foggy, and the peloton gives race leaders over 11 minutes. Pinot has 14 minutes on Bilbao and Kemner has 13 minutes on Bilbao. The gap between De La Cruz and Pinot and Group Kemner is increasing slowly but steadily until they have more or less a minute, 38 kilometers from the finish. Amador is dropped from Group Kemner, leaving only Kemner, Tren and Arrieta behind. Pinot lost several seconds in the descent from the Bannberg and has to put in quite a bit of energy to catch up again with De La Cruz, who is clearly waiting for him. There is still a bit of flat section between the Bannberg and the Stronach, and De La Cruz wants to combine their strengths together, so nothing is wasted. However, the Stronach has also a very long descent. If Pinot wants to think about victory, he needs to have a plan for this. Stronach is 3.1 kilometers long and has an average gradient of 2.4%. However, before the climbing can even really start, Pinot seems to have a problem with his gearing. However, it was fastly fixed by an FDJ mechanic who used a slightly illegal move and who needs to have at least the same amount of core muscles as Pinot himself. Also, props to De La Cruz, he didn't go on the attack when he saw that Pinot had problems with his gearings. Then finally the Stronach. Pinot lost De La Cruz wheel for a short moment. We didn't really see why that happened, if it was a gearing problem, if he didn't simply see an attack by De La Cruz and was surprised, or what happened because we were with the GC battle a bit back. But when we came back, Pinault had to close the small gap. And then the barrage of attacks started. Pinault attacked and attacked and attacked and attacked. The plan was clearly to tire De La Cruz out and hope that some attack will stick. And the sledgehammer attack worked. Pinault goes solo. However, De La Cruz is a fighter and the gap never grows beyond 20%. He's really, really good. He didn't give up and he just rode his own tempo, knew the descent was coming, descent is long, he can catch up with Pinault again. Then, drama in the long-forgotten peloton. The GC battle gets really dicey. Romain Bardet attacks on the Stronach and Bilbao can't keep up. He also must hope to close the gap in the descent just like De La Cruz. And at the same moment, De La Cruz catches up with Pinault at the bottom of the Stronach. It's the final kilometer. Pinault is at the front and that's close to the barriers, so De La Cruz has to go the long way. They have enough time to play with each other. Group Kemna is far enough away. However, nobody wants to start a sprint first. Remember, it's an uphill finish. It's an uphill sprint. After a day like this of climbing, it must simply be awful. However, De La Cruz managed to find some small gap between the barriers and Pinault, took this gap and started his sprint first. It looked like Pinault couldn't follow him for a millisecond, but then he took the long way around the corner and put in an attack, and it was victory for Thibaut Pinot after 1,007 days. After days of failure, of back problems, of doubting if he would continue, he has finally a victory again, and it's just wonderful. However, we still have a GC battle. Bilbao can't manage the feat that De La Cruz managed. He was a good deal farther away than De La Cruz, admittedly. And it's a double victory for the French because Romain Bardet wins the GC of the Tour of the Alps. It's his first stage race win since 2013. Incredible.
Oh man, what a day to be alive. Woo! Okay, let me settle down a bit. I've put my pants back on. But I mean, come on guys, Thibaut getting that first win after 1,000 days and Romain winning GC 9 years later. Well, no words, just pure happiness. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did. Now it's time for me to celebrate. So have a good one for Romain. Have a good one for Thibaut, for me, and the World Quick Link Pod. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
And that's the stage. First, Thibaut Pinot for FDJ. Second, David De La Cruz for Astana. Third, Lennart Kemna for Bora Hansgrohe. Fourth, Igor Arrieta for Cairn Pharma. Fifth, Thorstein Trent for UnoX. GC is as follows. First place, Romain Bardet for DSM. Second place, Michael Stoder for FDJ. Third place, Timon Arensman for DSM. Unlucky fourth, Pello Bilbao for Bahrain. Fifth, Attila Walter for FDJ. Sixth, Felix Gall for Agio Desert. Seventh, Richie Port, Ineos. Eighth, Santiago Buitrago, Bahrain. Ninth, Hugh Carfi for EF. And tenth, Pavel Sivakov, also for Ineos. On today's stage, Bahrain and Ineos clearly had hopes for victory in the GC, but both lost more or less everything. They surely hoped the day would turn out better, but it was not to be. Youth classification is won by Arensman for DSM, mountain classification by Thorstein Trent for UnoX, and sprint classification by Thibaut Pinot. FDJ in general were quite strong. Also good in the Tour of the Alps, the resurrection of Astana with Miguel Angel Lopez taking a stage win. David De La Cruz worked really well today, and not to forget Blonsky, who worked several days in the break. Also very interesting, young talents. 19-year-old Kian Euterbrugs for Bora Hansgrohe, who managed to get 16th on GC, and Lenny Martinez for FDJ, only 18, who managed to get 14th in GC. Also interesting, 20-year-old Florian Lipowitz for the local Conti Team Tirol KTM got 25th on GC. Congratulations! I'm also really interested what Felix Gall from Agio Desert can manage in the Giro. He was quite good in Itzulia and he was quite good here as well. So let's see. All in all, it was a great race and we have just gotten a taste what the Giro will bring.
You've been listening to Quicklink Podcast, your daily microdose of pro cycling news and results. You can find us across social media at Quicklink Pod, or you can contact us by emailing show@quicklinksports.com. Share the show and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Bye now.